And now, Jalen and Jacoby.
He is Jalen Anthony Rose. What up, dog? I'm David Jacoby.
And on the cool check-in. Center stage on the mic. And we put it on wax.
We're Jalen and Jacoby. What do we do?
We give the people
once again, here at work, in the studio, technically our day off, but we got to get the people what they want. And I also have an announcement.
You got an announcement?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. You sure? You want to do this?
This is our last show before your birthday. Because we're off next week.
You don't have to be. We could do a pod if you want.
I would love to do a pod next week.
Let's do it on my birthday.
Aren't you traveling or something?
No. I'm not doing anything on my birthday.
Let's do it.
I'm going to tell you a secret, dog.
What's that?
I'm black.
Okay. That's not a secret. Jalen Rose, that is not a secret.
And I told you the first time that somebody acknowledges your birthday that month.
I messed that up.
That's when the celebration kicks in.
I messed that up like 10 days ago. I really did.
Celebrate.
I really messed that one up. All right. So maybe we can get a pod together for next week. The staff is now rolling their eyes like, oh, man.
Let's do it.
Let's do that next week. So, Jalen, I'm watching Zion last night. And I watched the first half, and I was like, you know what? He's just, you know, good for him. Got out there, played a little bit, you know, just kind of got the feel for it, got that out of the way. I'm like, good. He got the debut thing out of the way. He's now an official NBA basketball player. Congratulations to this young man. And then they put him back in the fourth quarter. And then he didn't just hit threes. People are like, oh, 4 for 4 from three. One was a jab step three. Jab step, I think it was LaMarcus Aldridge on him. Another one was a step back, a dribble three. One was wide open. They were like, yo, it was impressive. It was really impressive. I loved what I saw from Zion yesterday.
So a few things. Shout to Zion Williamson, because young people today, whether we give them credit for it or not, are required to be a lot more mature, a lot more disciplined, a lot more responsible at a young age than we were.
Yes.
He's 19 and he's more mature than me right now.
Easily.
Not even I'm 30 years older than him.
Not even a question.
He's more mature than me right now.
Easily.
And to have that magnifying glass constantly on you. And there were people like, Zion coming back. Or Zion's return. No, you're articulating it wrong. That was Zion's debut.
Yes.
That was his first NBA basketball game.
Yes.
When the rest of the league has been playing 50% of the season.
Mm-hmm.
So he's really in training camp mode in a lot of ways. Basketball wise, physically.
Oh, we're going to talk about that.
And for him, yeah, I know the first three quarters, 5 points, 4 rebounds, 5 turnovers. I was watching the game.
Yep.
And then it hits a crucial point. When all of a sudden, the moment that you and I talk about a lot, when I see guys talking to the media and saying that they don't have enough, or talking about why their teammates ain't good enough, what do I say to those players?
You're supposed to be the one to get us winning. You're supposed to be the guy. You're the superstar.
We're paying you, headliner, to help us win.
Yeah.
And you're talking to the media, talking about we're not good enough. Then all of a sudden, he took over.
Mm-hmm.
They were losing. Mm-hmm. And by the way, they lost the game. And LaMarcus Aldridge was balling. And DeMar DeRozan scored 20 points in 14 of the last 15 games. He's balling to the backcourt. It was balling Murray and White. They were playing really well. He scored 17 straight points in a 3-minute period.
It was a moment.
4 for 4 from three. And it's probably the only time he's going to play a basketball game. It's definitely the only time that he's played one in his early career. Well, he scored 20 points, didn't have a dunk.
Oh, not even close. Didn't have a dunk attempt. Didn't even have an opportunity to dunk.
Didn't have a dunk.
No.
That was like me scoring 20. No dunks.
Okay. First, when I first saw him, when I, you know, we had the rec league game. got a W. I'm sure we'll get to that later.
We got to talk
and
about
then,
that.
But then, so it was timed perfectly because it ended at like 9:15. Walk right to the bar, watch Zion take the floor. My first thoughts, he looks big. He looks big. Like, I watched him at Duke. We all seen him. I watched him in the summer league, and I watched him in the preseason, and he didn't look like that. He put on weight. He did.
Jacoby.
Oh, so let's talk about his weight, and this is what makes Zion a unique player. The heaviest players in the NBA are Taco Fall, Boston Celtics.
Mm-hmm. 7'5".
7 foot five.
7'4", I think.
And then has never been called fast or agile.
Mm-mm.
Boban.
7'5".
Nurkic from Portland, who hopefully they'll get him back and they can make a run toward the playoffs. And Zion.
So we got Nurkic over Zion? I don't think he's officially over Zion, but he just hasn't played. He hasn't been waiting a while.
Correct. But those are the four heaviest players in the entire NBA.
Mm-hmm.
And you just said the other guys are 7 footers. So their frames.
Not just 7 footers, over 7'4".
Correct. And so their frames are built to carry the mass that they have. We have never seen a prospect like this at 6'7" at 285 pounds. So you saying he looked heavy, that wasn't just your eyes deceiving you. He is heavy.
He looked heavy for Zion, though. Like, he looked heavy for Zion. Like, his arms. You know what I mean? Like, he used to kind of have, like, those chiseled shoulder to bicep, little canyon in between. You know what I'm talking about? Like, he didn't really have that. And again, he hasn't been playing. He's been injured. He lives in New Orleans. Right. I understand.
Kendrick Perkins is my brother. Would never do any shots or shade at none of our ESPN teammates. He's doing a terrific job with the network. He got a great beard. But he was the first person I said this about, and I'm going to now say it about Zion. When I see them walk or run, sometimes it looks like they're wearing combat boots.
Mm-hmm.
You see how Zion kind of leans.
He's got a weird gait.
Yeah, exactly. And you know who had a really bad gait was Roy Hibbert.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that Zion's athleticism coupled with his body type doesn't force him to have a gait that's bad as he continues to get older.
We'll see. You know what I mean? There's so much this. We've seen one game from him, but like that was a special, special moment when he started taking over. It was one of those things like, oh, look, he hit a three. Like, wow. Oh, look at that. Showing some range. It's like, he hit two threes. And then the fourth three, I was just like, it was like a real moment.
But also there's an NBA rookie mental manipulation for a number one pick with such high expectations.
Mm-hmm.
And you know when it took place? He was open for a reason.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It was strategic.
He was open for a reason.
And you know,
reason.
Pop was like, I know he hit two, but like, we're going to leave him open. They weren't even contesting. I think the fourth one, they didn't even put their hands up.
Congratulations.
Yeah. And they look good. The threes look good. You know what I mean? They went right in.
Look like a slingshot.
They look good.
Slingshot.
They look good. And you know what really impressed me about him is the passing. Like, just, he had that really nice assist in his first, at the start of the game to, Ingram, cutting Ingram from the right, left side to the right side. That was nice. That was like, but he throws great passes. Like, they're strong. They're crisp. He snaps them. Like, even just like insignificant passes, not for an assist, just like back out to like Lonzo Ball or whatever. I like the way they look.
He has a trait as a big man. He's going to play a lot of minutes at 4 or 5.
Stretch mark 4 or stretch mark 5? Stretch mark 4.
Depending on what day it is.
What are we calling him? Stretch mark 4? I'm calling him a stretch mark 4.
4.
4.
Yeah.
Okay.
You got a trademark. Yeah. That. That's oh, one yeah. of your greatest.
Stretch mark 4. You got.
But he has one trait that nobody's going to talk about that gives him a true chance to be a great player. He's not ball dominant.
No. He wasn't like that in college either.
And people. Like, it's one thing to be a swing player or a guard to be ball dominant. It's totally different if it's a big guy.
Yeah.
The dynamics of your offense, like, Jokic can be ball dominant.
Mm-hmm. Well, he also distributes.
That's why he can be ball dominant. It allows you to invert your offense.
You don't feel like once you give it to him, you gotta, like, get yourself in position for a rebound or to get back on D.
Correct. And what that allows you to do, as a teammate, Lonzo Ball played good. Double-figure assists, double-figure points. He's been balling.
If it's a different player, Brandon Ingram might not make that cut to the middle.
You know, one of the things, Lonzo Ball seemed to be bigger before than he is now. I'm just talking about his body. Like, I always fancied him as a big guard when I saw him at UCLA and when I saw him with the Lakers. I don't know if he lost weight.
He might have.
But he used to look bigger, just physically bigger. But now that he's at a manageable weight, he's able to move better.
And he's shooting confidently.
But when you're able to move better, you're not stuck taking shots you don't really want. Mm. That's the point. Brandon Ingram missed 16 of the 22 shots that he took, but he's been terrific all year, averaging over 25 points.
Lonzo Ball started slow. I don't remember the beginning of the year. Lonzo Ball started real slow, and so did the Pelicans, and they've got it together, both of them.
So at 19 years old, as an organization, late in the game, after he scored 17 points, after he dazzled the fans in their chant MVP, that's the absolute perfect time to take him out. And a lot of people are like, what do you mean?
No, give the people what they want.
No, I want Zion back.
No. I want Zion back.
No, I want Zion back.
Give me Zion back.
Because here's why. He might as well have been walking on a magic carpet when he went to the sideline. His feet wasn't on the floor. I know y'all thought y'all saw his feet. His feet were not
like
on the
like
floor.
It's like leaving the table in your head instead of trying to push it to get a little bit more money. It's like, you know what? I want a couple of racks. Let me get out of here.
He was floating.
Yeah.
In a good way. His confidence was sky high. The work and the endurance through rehab, the discipline that it's taken for him to get ready for his moment and for him to show up and shine. His coach, A, has job security, so he can do that. His general manager, David Griffin, has turned their roster around in 8 months.
They don't have championship expectations.
And they lost the game.
Getting a lot out of Zion is probably more important than most of the things that they're trying to do.
Correct. If I'm them, Zion plays 2 games a week.
You know one thing I loved about what they did? You know one thing I loved that they did? Started him.
Of course. You got to start.
You warm him up, especially with his body and him coming back, the rehab. You warm him up. You get him out on the floor. Get him started because you don't want to come off the bench, get a little cold, not getting a feel for the game. Like, I thought starting him was absolutely the right thing to do. It was brilliant.
Again, I just want to acknowledge his maturity. And I look at certain traits in people. And in this case, in athletes that I feel will be successful without basketball. Just like on the flip side, I look at people and say, oh, when sports end for them, it might be tragic.
Mm-hmm.
Whether I say it out loud, it's my job to, you know, project things, unfortunately. And or fortunately. He will be successful without basketball. Yeah. He's intelligent. He's disciplined. He's well-spoken. He's about faith. He's about family. He works really hard.
Got like an infectious personality. You can tell he's having
got
fun.
Got a great smile.
Having fun, yeah.
I root for people like him. I want to see him be successful. I don't think they're going to make the playoffs this year.
Probably not.
But at the same time, the league won yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Adam Silver slept so good. Adam Silver slept so
good. The league won. And let me tell everybody what I mean by that. And I'm not just talking about whether the ratings are going to fluctuate or not, because that happens in sports and movies and television shows all of the time. The larger markets in L.A., those games come on so late. Many people on the East Coast ain't watching LeBron, A.D., Paul George, and Kawhi consistently.
I don't stay up for the second game a lot of the time. Usually I would see what's happening with Zion, go to sleep at halftime.
And just a basketball junkie, and I'm fortunate enough to do this for a living, I take naps in the afternoon.
Just so you can stay up?
Yeah, I didn't go to bed till 1 o'clock after watching the game and
if
stuff.
If there's a big West Coast game, I get a little freaked out.
Right. So that's the West Coast. And then the other California teams aren't good.
Clippers, Lakers.
Besides the Clippers and the Lakers.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Sacramento.
Kings, yeah. And also Trailblazers.
And then the other thing is, no Steph Curry this year. No Splash Brothers.
He's coming back in like 4 weeks. He's coming back
soon. The league misses the Splash Brothers.
Steph's coming back.
Steph Curry was the vanguard for the new school, we forget. Mm-hmm. He was the zig to LeBron James zag. The 6'9" powerful player that's one of the greatest of all times in Mount Rushmore, and all of a sudden you got this guy.
No one's ever called Steph Curry a runaway train.
Correct.
No one's been afraid to take a charge from Steph Curry.
No Splash Brothers, no Golden State Warriors.
Okay.
The LA games come on earlier, and then the New York teams have been virtually irrelevant this year.
Mm-hmm.
New York team's virtually irrelevant. Philly obviously has to load manage Joel Embiid, so their regular season record isn't going to be as stout as it could be. And then Zion didn't play.
Zion back.
So now Zion's back. We have a marquee name back in the game.
22 points.
I'm happy for the young fella.
8 for 11. 8 for 11, and one of his misses he put right back.
But I got to say something as just being an OG. Got to lose weight, dog.
Yeah, I mean, it was evident the second I saw him. Like, whatever it takes, man. Whatever it takes. We'll get you nutritionist.
Like, I see these commercials about all of these diets and stuff that people be doing.
You can get them on the keto, whatever, intermittent fasting.
Yeah, whatever. You got to do it.
My thing is, like, look, if I'm the Pelicans, I'm like, this is Steve. Steve's going to follow you around and cook every meal. You're not going to eat anything unless Steve cooks it. That's it. And Steve's probably like $200,000 a year, probably $100,000 in groceries or whatever. Like
investment.
Like no. You're not going to restaurants. Team goes out. Steve's got some Tupperware for you. You can eat whatever you want, but Steve's going to cook it.
I agree.
That's what you have to do because he looks too big.
I agree.
And I'm not going to sit here and be like, oh, that's the reason he got injured and he's too big. We've never seen anybody like him, but you can't look like that and be a professional.
It's just like a vehicle. It's going to be wear and tear, and at some point you're going to have to change the shocks because you keep pumping the brakes. You're going to have to change the oil because you keep driving the car. If you're going to have longevity in this game, there's certain adjustments you have to make lifestyle-wise to put yourself in position to do so.
Can I go negative Jacoby for a second?
Sure.
Dear Brand Jordan, those are some ugly sneakers you put that man in for that. Got him in some brown sneakers? Just brown out? What are you doing? You know, there's a lot of attention on this man. You know, when he opened up that box, he was like, thanks. I mean, these are cool. I guess I'll wear those.
So you want me to keep it all the way funky?
Yeah.
Y'all want to give me $75 million to rock a shoe? I want to be with Nike, dog. I can't do the Brand Jordan thing.
Yo, you said it. The Mellow 2s. I remember the Mellow 2s were dope. Ever since then, like, I like the Russell Westbrook, like, this kind of crazy thing they're doing. Like, I like them, but they're a little too crazy for me. They have no hits.
Hey, we in the room and we negotiating. I need to play on varsity, dog. I need to be with Nike. I need to swoosh.
Yeah, but then Michael Jeffrey Jordan calls your phone.
I'm like, that's your logo on those shoes. Yeah. I want my logo on my shoes.
I also like the haircut. Cause I didn't realize it. I just thought it was like some lines. It's a Z. For some reason, I was too dumb to realize that. I was like, oh, he got a Z in his hair. It looks good. We gotta get Andy Authentic and put one of those in your hair, BJ.
I'll just roll with the cross.
The cross looks good.
Yeah, just rock the cross.
The cross is good. We actually have a voicemail.
Only one?
We have multiple voicemails.
Okay.
But this one is just, you know, it's from a member of our staff.
Shout to the IG and the Twitter interactive people that are supporting the program right now.
Hit the voicemail.
What up, though? This is B from Whittier, California, and I have a very important question. I was watching Get Up this morning, and I noticed Jalen's hairline was not crispy. What is going on, Jay? Are you okay? He's taking this whole wolfing thing a little too far, right, Jacoby? He's not giving the people what they want, and I'm not sure what to do about it. Help a sister out. Peace.
Big shout to Brianna, who works on the show.
Shout, Bree! What up, Del?
Jalen, first thing I said to you this morning, what is your strategy with the hair? What's going on?
So let me tell you what's going on.
Are we putting a do-rag on?
I'm a 47-year-old man.
About to be 47. Not yet. I know you think your birthday started 3 weeks ago.
I had bad skin my entire life.
Entire life? You had bad skin 2 days ago.
Correct. Yeah. And all
you
of did, a sudden.
You worked that out. You worked
and,
that
and
out.
And all of a sudden, the last 7 to 10 days, had to break out on the forehead.
Oh, yeah. Maybe it's the do-rag.
I brought a friend to work a few days on my right cheek.
Did Vin make you sign him in at the desk? Yeah, sign him in.
So, you know, I'm just in recovery right now.
Yo, you don't just have a pimple on your cheek. Like, that thing is, that's a small country.
I tried to tell you, fam.
I didn't see it live in person.
But between now and tomorrow night when I do Countdown, I'll be crisp.
See, that's the thing is, you know, Bree works on the show and we see you on Get Up and the hairline's not looking right and you're woofing it. And it's like, I always just do the math. I'm like, oh, okay. He doesn't care about what he looks like on our show. He only cares what he looks about on Countdown. This show is an hour a day. In the middle of the day. Countdown, you're on camera for like 10 total minutes. But you got the suits late. I'm sure you have a suit picked for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
The next eight shows.
You got suits picked out. It's in a hangers. Just hangers. Just which one do I want
to
pick?
It'd take me forever to get ready in the morning.
You've worn the same blue, white, and black hoodie on our show like four times in the last month.
Correct.
You don't care about this show.
I do. I love this program, and I love the people.
Gotta get the people what they want.
But I gotta make sure I stress this tip. Uniquely in the industry, and I'm very proud of this, I'm the person nationally that's scheduled to work television 7 days a week. And this is one of those weeks. On 7 days. I have Countdown Friday night in New York.
Mm-hmm.
Countdown Saturday from Philly.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday, Sunday from New York. So it's a 7 day week, so I gotta pace myself.
Your hair. So now that
all of the above.
See, I haven't seen you woof it this hard, and now I see what's happening. You got a strong widow's peak.
I do.
Like, you got a real strong.
I do. Hermit the Monster. That's why that's why I keep the hairline clipped.
Yeah, I like it. You should make that a thing.
Just think about it like this.
You know how you're always innovating? Have Andy Authentic one day just really sharpen that up. You know what I mean? Yeah. Just really sharpen that up. No one's done that before.
Yeah.
Maybe carve back a little bit into the hairline.
I'm good.
Just like the McDonald's arches right there.
I'm good.
No?
Nah, I'm good.
No?
Can't play those games.
Why not?
Nah.
Innovative. Everyone's got a straight box hairline.
You're
trying to be like everybody else, what you're saying? You just want to be like everybody else?
7 days, dog. I got to pace myself. Look, like Stephen A. Smith. 5 days a week.
Sure.
Rachel, she getting in 6 days during basketball season. Nichols, shout to both of them. I think Strahan goes 6 days. He gets Saturday off. 7 days, dog. I got to pace myself.
Well, we appreciate you for giving the people what they want.
Giving them what they need on the internet. And I just flat out put on the do-rag on the show. And I got to tell people something.
Why do you put the hat on top of the do-rag?
Because it kind of classes it up.
class, you're not wearing a do-rag, you're wearing a hat.
Yeah,
classes it up. Yeah, the corduroy Puma Life hat. Okay, it looks classy.
Yeah.
The corduroy with the corduroy jacket.
Classy.
Very classy.
Yeah, classy.
Very classy. Very classy. Great point. Great point. You want to talk about sports again?
Sure.
Okay. John Collins.
He balled yesterday for
33
the Hawks.
Points. Hawks went over to Clippers.
My daughters were at the game. Shout to Mariah. Oh, shout to Gracie.
Yeah.
They went to the game.
They went to the game?
Yeah. Shout to the Hawks. Showing my peeps love.
Oh, that's great.
They were there with their mom. Their brother D got them tickets for Christmas to go to the game.
Oh.
I hooked up the courtside food type access so they can go eat.
Oh, good.
And enjoy the festivities.
Good, good.
No Kawhi Leonard out low managing.
Second I saw the score, I was like, oh, Kawhi out. Second, I saw the score. I was like, "Oh, quiet playing."
But I mentioned this to you earlier in the year. The league and coaches have caught up to teams that sit great players for rest, and they beat them those nights. Like, if you notice, when you watch Philly and Embiid ain't playing, they be losing a lot of them games. When you see the Clippers play,
500 team,
and Kawhi ain't playing,
500
team, losing them games.
500 team.
And those Atlanta streets are undefeated.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So you're going to go there without Kawhi?
Oh, yeah.
And Lou Williams from there?
Great point.
No, he wasn't in bed at 10 at night.
People, if you let people from Atlanta tell it, Lou Williams is Michael Jordan, but better.
Lou Williams.
If people in Atlanta are like, we've known about Lou Williams since he was 15 years old. And Lou Williams in high school was the greatest basketball player that ever touched a basketball.
And let me tell you. So one of the main reasons Lou Williams get buckets in summer league. That's how you become a legend.
Dude.
No, regardless of where you play in college, whether you play in the league, you still go back to your hometown and you ball in the summer 60. League.
Yeah.
People don't get a chance to see you in the NBA arena, get a chance to see you in summer league when they pay a dollar or get in free.
And James Harden, MVP of the league, makes every Drew League game. Like every Drew League game, like my rec league team. You know what I mean? Like he makes every game. MVP of the NBA. Plays in every Drew League game.
I love that. Jamal Crawford like that.
You know, his homeboys or homegirls call him up. They go, let's go to Bermuda for the weekend. He's like, oh, no, I'm sorry. I got the money team. I got to play with the game. I got to play with the game.
Hey, Game, make that left wing three-pointer.
The Game, he dunks. He throws lobs.
He makes that left wing three-pointer.
But I can't tell you how many opposing team possessions. Because I went to, like,
I'm going to have to get him on the show.
I went to the Drew League, like, every week one summer. Because we were working at Grantland. And the Game, how many possessions he doesn't get past his own half court on defense?
Oh, yeah.
Like, he is not playing defense.
No.
But if there's a turnover or a long rebound, he's there.
He's athletic, man. He's strong.
He's ready. Oh, yeah. He plays ball. Yeah, he plays basketball.
He's strong, man.
Yeah. The body type is changing to a little more Zion-ish than I think he wants, but he gets buckets. He hits threes.
He got great beard, too.
From distance.
I'm jealous of beards. But now I know why I can't get beard. I can't get a beard. My face break out too much.
Maybe you could cover some of that up.
I wish I could. That's the point. You're missing the whole point, sir. That's the point. I can't hide it.
See, I can grow a great beard, but it just seems like everybody got a beard now. So, I can't do that. That's what I'm saying. Everyone's got the straight box hairline. Give them the monster.
You be proud of me. You ready
I'm
for this?
I'm always proud of you, Jalen Rose.
You ready for this?
I'm always proud of you.
Been going to the track, dog.
Oh, yeah? You jogging around the track a little bit?
Yeah, man. That's why my nose is running a little bit. That weather snuck up on me.
Oh, yeah?
Day before yesterday.
Going out to the track?
Okay. Getting ready to start hooping.
So, Jalen, Kyle Kuzma. Some trade rumors.
Nephew.
And Vanessa Hudgens, you know who she is?
She's an IG model?
No. She's a young star. I think she's like in a Disney Channel show, but she's a young star. She's an actress.
I do know who that is.
Yes, Vanessa Hudgens, yeah. And very attractive young lady,
okay,
superstar.
Yep, I know who that is.
Well, they went on a date in Brooklyn in a nice restaurant. And then she showed up at MSG last night. We always say run from the Kardashians, but I support this one.
I support it too.
He seemed like the type that kind of wants to date somebody with a name.
But he might as well. He has one. Here's the thing, though.
What's that?
No wonder why he didn't come on the show. Makes sense now.
Oh, yeah. He's busy.
First, I took it some type of way.
Oh, he's like, should I go on J&J or...
go out with Vanessa.
Yeah. Like, J&J will always be there. I got one shot at Vanessa Hudgens.
I hope that if and when he gets traded to a market like New York City.
Yeah.
Or I want him to play for the Pistons.
I don't know if he's going to get traded, to be honest with you.
It's hard to trade a rookie contract player that's so very productive.
And yes, what I'm saying, it has so much potential and upside. And it's like, you know, he averaged like 20-something last year. It's like, I don't know. Like, I don't know if they're going to get back. I don't know if you want to mortgage the 4 years for a shot at 1 year, especially when you have the best record in the West. There are some holes in their game, and we know them. We talk about them, but like, I don't know if they're really going to fix all of that with a Kyle Kuzma trade.
I agree with you.
I don't think anyone's going to blow him away with an offer either.
But also, it's one of those things where you know the Lakers need another creator. You know the Lakers need another spot-up shooter. And you hope that they can make free throws at the end of the game. But you're still trying to replace production at the end of the day. And when Kyle Kuzma plays, he going to flirt with 20.
Yeah. And if LeBron's out... And he's playing against the second unit. If he's playing against the second unit, like they run plays for Kyle Kuzma, you know, as they should.
I'm trying to think of what show did Vanessa Hudgens.
Oh, I don't know. What are you doing?
Yeah,
I mean, we can Google it. We'll have it. No, the control room will Google it. The control room will Google it. She was on like a kid show, and then she did some other shows. She's famous. Famous.
Making a way in the world today.
Jalen
takes everything you got.
She was in High School High, whatever that is.
Taking a break for all your worries.
Jalen.
Sure will help a lot.
Jalen, something we have to discuss. Kansas State brawl.
Okay.
Okay. So I was talking about it with my teammates last night. Okay. And here's what I figured out. I understand, I wouldn't have done it, but I understand why the ball was stolen. I wouldn't have done it, but I understand why he violently punched his shot and then stood over him and flexed. I understand why the K-State teammate came over and pushed him. I understand why he retaliated. I understand why it escalated into what it became.
Okay.
Like, and I don't see this as DeSouza's being this, like, lone, violent instigator and he's the problem, like an Artest at the Mouse in the Palace situation. You know what I mean? Like, that seemed to be much more on Meta World Peace / Artest in his actions that sparked that incident. But this seemed to be the sort of like an escalation of understandable events that sort of ended up being a very, very ugly scene.
I'm not proud of this, but playing basketball as long as I've played, I've been involved in a couple of team fights. And what usually happens is the result of the game becomes emotional. And a lot of times, if it's Kansas State and it couldn't be a rivalry, that makes it personal.
Mm-hmm.
So you're beating the brakes off of us.
22-point lead, I think.
Right? And you're holding the ball. I just want to say something that I've been saying forever. And I was like this when I played too. When we're losing, just because they're holding the ball, that don't mean we need to stop playing. We're losing.
Mm-hmm.
So unlike you, I would have stole the ball if I could.
But the result of the game is decided at that point. The result of the game is decided. You are not going to score 22 points.
But don't stop playing. We're losing.
Yeah, I mean, I understand that. That happens all the time. If you're down 14 with a minute left, you just say, we're not quitting. Let's just try to make it happen. Yeah.
Crazy things happen.
Yeah. You know? We've seen it.
It's not a 14-point play.
T-Mac, but Reggie Miller, we've seen it before.
Yeah, but the goal is you got to keep playing. So first off, for the Kansas player that was dribbling the ball, there's a reason why people hold it and not dribble it, so it won't get stolen.
Mm-hmm.
Number one. Number two, I applaud the player that stole the ball. There's still time on the clock. There's still people in the stands. Still coaches on the sideline. Compete until the game is over. I, like you, agree with the Kansas player going to block his shot.
Punched it. It violently blocked his shot.
You gonna steal the ball?
He was mad.
You go for a layup?
Oh, we're playing? We're trying now? Oh, we're trying? Here we go.
Now. When you block the shot, can't stand over me and taunt me, dog. That crossed the line.
I understand it. I understand why that happened.
Kobe Bryant scored 81 points in a basketball game. And the one thing it goes over a lot of people's head when I say this. He was so locked in. He was concentrated. He was so focused that he never talked trash. He never thumped his chest. That game don't have highlights. Yesterday, when you was watching Kobe 81 highlights, you weren't like, ooh and ah.
No.
It wasn't no highlights.
Turnaround baseline
jumpers.
It wasn't
no 360 dunks and no reversal.
No, there wasn't even like a nice crossover step back.
There wasn't even nothing. No highlights in that game.
Nothing.
No highlights in that game. So now, when you stand over me, my teammate should push you.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I understand all of these actions.
Right?
I understand all of them. And then, oh, you're going to push my teammate? Oh, now we got two teammates, one teammate. Now I'm going to try to defend my teammate. And it spills over into the crowd.
And this is where, when people say somebody lost their composure or use terms like a temporary moment of insanity, I like to beg to differ in certain cases. Because you brought up the malice in the palace.
Mm-hmm.
Ron Artest had a choice. Go after the person that threw the cup on you? Or go after this fire-breathing dragon named Ben Wallace that's standing in front of you? He had a choice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's one. Two, while the fight was happening yesterday, or the day before yesterday, you notice one of the players picks up a chair.
Yes.
I shouldn't be holding this
chair. Didn't hit anybody with the chair.
I shouldn't be holding this chair.
Yeah.
I shouldn't be holding this chair.
Yeah, they got some real good pictures of that chair, but they don't have a picture of him dropping it.
I should not be holding this
chair. Yes.
Right? He throws that chair. This goes to another level.
But he didn't throw a chair at anybody. He dropped it.
He dropped it.
Yeah.
That's what I said. He dropped it.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. During the chaos, you can always use that somebody had a moment of insanity picking up the chair. But then the logic kicks in. I shouldn't be holding this chair.
I shouldn't be holding a chair.
Dropped it down.
Yeah. And also another thing is, don't judge me for things I think about doing. Judge me for things I do. And I think about hitting my kids all the time. Never done it once. Not going to do it. It's not how I get down. But just because I think about it doesn't make me a bad person.
And I'm not here to rate fights on a scale. Because, again, all of the young people that were throwing punches deserve to be disciplined. But this idea that they should never play college basketball again.
Oh, no, that's silly.
Or they should be suspended for the rest of the season. Like, I'm not for that. These are young people. They're college students. learning experiences should be a part of their growth. So now let's judge the result. Nobody got injured as a player. Mm-hmm. No, like, broken jaws or broken hands.
One of the scariest aspects was there's a couple of females sitting there, and they're in the middle of it and freaking out. Like, that was when it gets a little scary. It's like, oh, no.
But like you said, don't judge me by what I'm thinking about doing. Judge me by what happened.
Sure.
But none of them got hurt. Okay? So since nobody got injured, you discipline them, and you move on.
What do you think about 12 games for DeSouza, 2 games for McCormick?
I like it.
Eight games for Love.
I'm fine with it.
3 games for Gordon.
Whatever it is, I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
Just don't.
I didn't like it was indefinite. First came out, I was like, suspended indefinitely.
That's what I don't like.
I'm like, wait a second. Indefinitely? Like, wait. That's not how this works.
Correct.
That's not how this works.
Because here's what we have to be, number one, a forgiving society, because we all make bad decisions. All of us. But number two, we can't be so quick in this cancel culture that when somebody makes a mistake.
Cancel culture.
We can't be so quick to just act like their life is over.
Yeah.
Like, you're done. We don't want to see you again. We don't want to hear from you again. Like, your life is done. No, we still want that person to be a productive member of society.
Marcus Smart punched a fan in the face. Like, you know what I mean? That, to me, is like, that's a different thing. Like, this, as you go through it, pun unintended, blow by blow, you see that this is no real, like, egregious act of violence that really needs to be sternly punished. This was not one of those incidents. It just kind of escalated and escalated and escalated. And then you look back, you're like, how did we even get here? That's what happened. Dude had a chair over his head, and he's like, how did we get here? How did we get here? Let me put this chair down.
And as a basketball player, and I say this because it's a compliment, and not as a boxer, and not as a UFC puncher, when you're in the locker room after the fight, I hope you look in the mirror and tell yourself, I thought my punches hurt. Guess they don't.
I guess not. Punches are funny like that. You can see like one punch knockout. You can also see like one punch like Rick Mahorn. It's like, what are you doing? You know what I mean? Like, I've seen dudes get knocked out with one punch. I'm like, oh my God, that person might be dead. I've also seen someone like get punched in the face and just be like, eh. No big deal.
It depends on where you hit.
That's what I'm saying. It's like there could be like a couple millimeters in one way or the other.
This is not, encouraging violence, but I try to stick this knuckle right on that cheekbone. It might not hurt, but you're going to get some blood.
You also break your knuckle that way too.
You're going to get some blood.
Jalen Rose, there's somebody doing something in sports that I would say it might just be the most undercovered story of this year for sure.
Are we doing this podcast live on our day off on IG and Twitter?
Doug, did you hear this setup? It's like, sometimes when I talk, it's like you just don't listen. You're like, oh wait, he's talking? Let me just yell something into a microphone.
Well, I like the drama.
Do you hear what I'm doing?
Drama.
Dude, that's what I'm doing. Can you be quiet for 20 seconds? This is a good topic. Can you be quiet? Can we I'm going to unplug
your mic. All right, okay.
Let's unplug Jalen's microphone. This is the most underreported story, not just of this year, not just of the past couple years. I'm going to say like of the decade. Underreported story of the decade. What? Maya Moore of the Minnesota Lynx sat out all of last year, will not play in the Olympics, and just announced that she will not play in the WNBA this season. Do you know why?
I do know why.
Doesn't matter. Your mic's unplugged. She's doing it on behalf of a gentleman named Jonathan Irons, who's convicted of a crime that she believes he's not guilty of. So it's essentially she's taking a stance. She is not playing professional basketball. Former MVP of the league, not playing professional basketball because of something that she believes is injustice in the justice system. And she wants to see it be reformed.
So, I want to make sure I set the table properly for this. I'm a happily married man. My wife went to Connecticut. Her mother and father continues to support everything UConn. They go to the football games. They go to the basketball games. With that being said, I love Maya Moore. Always have. She, is a transcendent basketball player, a champion, one of the people And I agree with Kobe that could actually play in today's NBA. A lot of people thought Kobe was just saying that because he was trying to give his daughter encouragement.
Back to my more.
I'm going back there. She's that good is my point. And there's so many times that media members and celebrities talk about the sacrifices that they make and how they give back to the community and how much causes mean to them. But it's another thing to actually act on them, to start a foundation, to give back when you're not giving paid, and to not play basketball, to take up a cause for somebody that you don't know.
They did meet a couple years ago. She went to the prison to meet him, but before that, they did not know each other.
That right there, we need more people like her.
And it's not even being discussed. It is not being discussed on a national scale. Like the Colin Kaepernick thing, he took a knee during the national anthem. He literally just went from standing on 2 feet to 1 foot. And it became a story that we had to talk about every single day for 2 years. And Maya Moore is saying, you know what? I'm literally not going to play. Last season and this season until I see some change. She quit her job and took a stance. And it just seems to me that because it's football, the Colin Kaepernick thing becomes the biggest story in the world. But because the WNBA doesn't even get discussed in the national.
But also
outlet.
It's two different things. You know, Colin Kaepernick, we know that basically he sacrificed his career for his stance. And I'm forever grateful and applaud him for doing so. Same with Maya Moore. This is in the spirit of what Dr. King represented.
Good point.
Like, as we celebrate his holiday, there are people that are embodying some of the things that Dr. King continued to preach about.
Mm-hmm.
She's one of those people.
She is. And
Colin's one of those people.
Her faith had a lot to do with her decisions, and she's, you know, very dedicated to that. And I just think that
I want to get her on the show.
We need to celebrate her. Let's get her on the show. I would love to celebrate her because I feel like.
Let's do it. Let's give her flowers.
She deserves that.
No doubt. We're going to give her flowers while she's here.
Big shout to Maya Moore.
No doubt.
Jalen Rose. All right. I want to have a show next week on your birthday.
Let's get it done.
So we won't do too much Super Bowl preview today.
No, we do it. So
because
done.
We're so far away.
Let's do it
next week.
We do it Thursday.
You know, but I just want to say this about this Super Bowl. A lot of people ask me who you think is going to win the Super Bowl. This is kind of like an opening thing to say. You know what I mean? And honestly, I could see either team winning by 3 possessions. Either team. I could see either team winning by 17, 21 points. Either team. And that's what excites me about this Super Bowl.
You know what excites me is we got the two best teams.
Did we? See, people forgot about Lamar and the Ravens so quick. People forgot about Lamar and the Ravens so quick.
They were a year ahead of schedule. They were a year ahead of schedule. Remember, the Chiefs made it to the AFC Championship last year. This year they made it to the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
The Ravens were a year ahead of schedule. Lamar came out.
Big trust?
Yeah, they're a year ahead of schedule. Like, him just snatching the MVP. Like, it wasn't even no question who's the
MVP. Remember
it was
him or Russell Wilson in week 10?
Right.
Like,
the snatch
MVP. Yeah, that
MVP.
Went away real quick. There's nothing
the
to talk about.
MVP.
There's nothing to talk about.
But here's something that people ain't talking enough about that I'm going to go ahead and put on wax. San Fran has a great offense. Nobody talks about that.
Great running game.
They got great offense.
I don't know.
Sanders and Debo? Kittle?
Yeah, great. They're in the Super Bowl. Of course they got a great
Mozart,
offense.
Mozart, my guy, playing fine music. 4 touchdowns. Tevin Coleman might miss the game.
Yeah, that's a problem.
That's a problem. People sleeping on Garoppolo.
Well, I think it's easy to point to the numbers from the last game. But listen, if you got a lead and you got Mozart, you know, orchestrating 220 yards, you're just trying to win the game. He doesn't have to throw the ball. Like, you don't have to. If you can run on him, you don't have to. It's a lot easier to hand it off to somebody than it is to try to throw it into defensive coverage.
I think the Kansas City Chiefs are the fastest football team at the skill position I've ever seen. I used to think it was like the greatest show on turf, maybe. Or even, yeah, probably that squad. Kind of stands out to me, just all speed. Like Hardman.
Hill.
Kelsey. Like these do, One of my favorite plays of the year is when Hardman caught that long bomb against the Titans. He just, just separated himself from the pack. It's gonna be an exciting Super Bowl.
I'm excited about it. You know, here's my Super Bowl tradition. By myself in my bedroom, lights off, volume on 100, just locking in. My friends are trying to get me to go to this house or that house and watch the Super Bowl party, this and that. My wife is talking about what I'm going to do, where we're going to go. It's like, no. I'll be by myself. There's two TVs in the house. You guys can watch on the other one if you want to watch.
This will be the first year. This is probably the third time in like the last 12 years that I'm not on an airplane while the Super Bowl is happening.
Really? The NBA schedule or something?
We always have a game before Super Bowl come on.
Oh.
I work Sunday before the Super Bowl.
Huh.
But I was always traveling because I got to work on Monday too.
Yeah.
So I was always watching it on the plane, getting served. Many drinks.
The plane's actually a great place to watch a game.
Correct.
There's no distractions.
Correct.
You lock in. Yo, like
no phone.
If it's even like a bad NBA game, it's a nationally televised. If I'm on a plane, I am locked in. It's like, what's up with this Kings Pelicans game?
Like, let me get another drink.
Yeah, I am locked in. But you know what? It's not like that in coach though, Jay. You can't just put your finger up and say, let me get another drink. You gotta wait for the cart to come by.
I earn the right to sit in first class.
When you a coach rider, you understand how to do it though. You go to the back of the plane where they're sitting there reading their little crossword puzzles and you ask for a drink or two and then you give them your credit card to pay for it. You give them $20. You're good for the whole plane ride. Next thing you know, they come. See, you don't know about the coach life. Next thing you know, they're coming around with extra ones before you even ask for them. Let me see, you're shaking your head, but listen, the people, let's say there's 200,000 people listening to this podcast, right? How many of those people do you think are first class riders?
50%.
Oh, Jay, you don't understand how the world works.
All right. Yes, I do.
Let's say this. On a 50%. Plane, what percent of the seats are first class on a plane?
5%.
Okay, so let's say that. 5%. 5%, I would say, is probably right. So the other 95%, the other 90,000 people. We need to give them tips. So let me tell the coach riders how to get down. You wait for the cart to go by, and once they're finished with service, they go sit in the back by the bathroom, and they have the little fold-out seats, they do their crossword puzzles, look at their phone or whatever. During that time, that's when you strike. You go to the back and say, can I have another Miller Lite and a Jameson Nip? And they'll say, sure, and they'll run your credit card, then you give them $20. Next thing you know, about 30 minutes later, you're sitting in your seat watching your Kings-Pelicans game. They come by with another round of Miller Lite and Jameson. Just for you. You don't pay a dime.
You're not talking to all of our audience because you said Miller Lites.
Miller Lites are great. They're not cultural at all. They're delicious. Every Lite's Miller Lite. Bud Light, Miller Lite.
Tastes like water.
Yeah, that's why it's good.
Tastes like water.
Water's great.
Miller Lite
domestic
flat.
Domestic light beer is the best beer in the world. I don't care. You can talk to me about your IPAs, your craft beers that, you know, some dude with a big beard and tattoos on his neck made in his basement in Brooklyn. You can tell me about all that. Go ahead. Oh, actually in Denver, outside of Denver, in Boulder, Colorado, there's a small batch brewery that makes craft double hoppy IPAs. Cool. Have a Bud Light.
You're such a white American man.
I like those fancy IPA, you know, stout, Hefeweizen. I like all that stuff too. But you know what, J. Rose? I like Miller Lite, Bud Light.
Overrated.
Playing basketball on a hot day on the asphalt. Go to the bodega. Thirsty. Just a nice can of Bud Light. Woof. Woof.
Can?
Oh, yeah. I like it from the can the most.
Oh, Lord.
I like it from the can. You can't shotgun out of a bottle.
Man, let me tell you all you got to do when you're on a plane, fam. I don't care if you're sitting in coach. Here's what you do.
What do you do?
You get there early enough to where you can actually stop by one of the restaurants.
Okay.
Once you stop by one of the restaurants, you get a to-go cup.
They don't serve you those, sir.
They don't serve you, though.
I know, but you're talking about people that live to sit and coach.
Gotcha.
Again, you gotcha. Are Jalen Anthony Rose.
Okay.
Life is different for you. You've been famous since you were 17 years old.
Okay.
You're 6'9", NBA player with a great hairline.
What up, though? Sorry that we lost you.
Back.
But we're back.
To the show. So, Jalen, I just want you to remember that you're rich and famous, but regular people are not. The audience, the listeners that we care so much about, they're not famous like you. So we need to give them tips for life.
Got it.
Okay?
Okay.
You can have your own separate podcast where just you and your celebrity friends, you can email it to them. Okay? But this one's for the people. Let's give the people what they want. Part of giving people what they want is taking their voicemails. What's the number, Jalen?
98580-JALEN.
Yo, you got it. You got it.
Come on, man.
8 years, eight and a half years. Dog. You got it now.
You know what we must do? We must go into the archives and try to figure one of our early, if not first, shows. We have to find it. We need to get a date and years of how long we've been doing this and when it actually started.
Oh, it's going to be hard to do, but I'm going to say August 2011.
2011
August.
Yep, that's about right.
That's what I'm going to say. 2011 yep. August, which puts us 8 and a half years.
Wow.
Eight and whatever, 33% years, one-third
years. Wow.
We're over 8 years in the game.
Bets in the game.
Over 8 years in the game. So many ups and downs. There's times that I would text you, like, yo, what day do you want to do the pod this week? And you wouldn't text me back that week. And I'd text you like the next Monday, I'd be like, do you want to do the pod this week? And you wouldn't text me back. And I'd be like, I guess he quit the show. I mean, it was a little side hustle. We're getting paid for it, but I guess he quit the show.
Never.
And then I would just get a text like, how about tomorrow? And then your fat ass would come into the show.
My what?
Fat ass.
Kangaroo. Yeah, that was the kangaroo.
Those were the days.
Yeah, that was the kangaroo.
Oh, the thing about you losing all the weight is I don't know how you did it. It's that because you don't live that healthy. You don't work out that hard.
See, you underestimate me.
You said, yeah, I went to the track. You've been to the track like twice and you hobbled around for half a mile.
I got to tell you a secret. What's I got to tell you a secret.
What's that?
I do this in my personal life. I do this in my professional life. I try to make people think I'm not working hard when I'm outworking everybody.
Okay.
That's game.
Okay.
I just don't talk about what I'm doing all of the time.
Okay. Huh. I've seen you on a treadmill. 4 miles an hour. Walking. Of two treadmills over, 7 miles an hour, sweating all over the place. I just think you got great metabolism. You're a professional athlete. I think, do you know what really thing it was? I think during the kangaroo years, you were living this wrong. Just fried everything. You know what I mean? Like not sleeping right, not living right. Now you're back. Such a better person.
I was living my best retired life.
Yeah.
You got to remember something. I retired at 34, man.
Yeah. Good for you.
I work in a profession where you can retire at 34.
You know?
So yeah. Then it's like, what am I going to do with the rest of the 100 years of my life? And a few of those years, my body was still hurting. I want to be work. Like, imagine going to the gym after you've been playing as long as I played and you're trying to work out and your knee hurt.
And you also, like, also, when your job is to work out and stay in shape, you're just like, why am I doing this? I had to do this.
But here's
now I don't have to do this.
But you know what I was doing? I was working in a different way in this industry.
Mm-hmm.
I was planting seeds, doing multiple shows, including this one that wasn't in our contract. Shout to the Podfather, William A. Simmons, even though the A isn't his middle name. I just like the way that sounds.
William A. Simmons. So you're losing the news?
William A. Simmons. I saw that Spotify news.
Not talking about that.
Potentially.
We're not talking about that.
Oh.
Terrence Crawford. See what he said?
Talking about Conor McGregor?
Yeah, Conor McGregor. So here's the thing, if you're Conor McGregor, don't fight Khabib. Don't do it.
No.
Don't do it.
No.
That ain't going to go any different than it went last time.
I want him to fight Masvidal.
I would like to see
if he really want to get the people what they want in UFC, he'll fight Masvidal.
That'd be a big, big, big fight. But, like, I love Conor McGregor so much, I don't know if he wins that fight. I think they're a weight class away from each other, too. But I don't know if he wins that fight. I think the future for Conor McGregor might be these kind of, like, stunt fights. He's got such a following. I feel like these dudes in UFC.
So you think we're going to look up in like 3 or 4 years and Conor going to be like 0-for-5 boxing, but get like a big check?
So I like this idea. He wants to entertain the idea of one in the octagon, one in the square.
No, we're not doing that.
I like that
idea. No boxer is going to get in the octagon.
Why not?
Why would Terrence Crawford do that? That don't even make sense.
Listen.
He a prize fighter. Sweet science. He ain't about to be getting grappled.
So, yes, question. Let me answer your original question.
Okay, please do.
Why would Terrence Crawford do that? He's going to make more doing that than he would the rest of his boxing career combined.
Not true.
Probably not true. That might be a little exaggeration.
He'll
make more doing that than he will in his next three fights.
Not true.
Yes, true.
Errol Spence. If he hadn't had that car accident.
I understand that. I understand that, Jalen Rose.
That's a mega fight.
I understand that, Jalen Rose. But there's a reason that they put us ringside at that fight. The Conor McGregor, Terrence Crawford home and home fight, they're going to give us ringside tickets.
Oh, we can be ringside. Don't worry about that. Don't worry about the seats. They got me that one time. I don't even remember who was fighting.
I do. So I don't want to talk about it. I would really appreciate the UFC for giving us free tickets to go see a fight. I would never, ever
slander who's fighting?
People that give us free things. Masvidal and Diaz.
Okay.
Jalen, we always say we get the people they want. Part of that is listening to the people. We need more voicemails. If you call 985-80-JALEN, you can leave us a voicemail. And if you do, we'll put it on the show just like this.
What's up, Jalen and Jacoby? One, we did not get a power update. It is Thursday. I hope to hear a power update from you, Jalen. I think I know who killed James A. Patrick. My theory is, I think it's the girl from the first episode when James killed her boyfriend. She never left town. He paid her to leave, and she never left. Let me know what you think about that on the show. Please, I hope this one get answered.
Thank you for the call. Appreciate the love.
You watching Power, Jalen?
I just watched the most recent one again last
second
night.
Second time. Good. Yeah. Got it. Got to get ready for the Zion debut. Something. Yep.
Correct.
Yeah, I understand. You're 8:30 to 9:30. You know, I know how you move. I know how you move. That Sixers game was all right.
Correct.
Yeah, yeah.
Correct.
Yeah, yeah.
Against the Raptors. Shout out to the Raptors. They've been playing well. So, Power took a hiatus and returned January 5th. Shout out to my brother, Joseph Cora, who joined us. Before I return, it's been a few episodes since then, so I guess I could kind of say what's on my mind right now.
Not fully.
So,
spoiler alert if you don't watch Power.
I'll just say a couple of episodes kind of took place. Drake had his episode.
Mm-hmm.
Paz had her episode.
Why? I don't know.
I agree.
Like, you only got 60s left, and that's one of the six bullets you're going to fire right there?
I felt like that.
Uh-huh.
I felt like that.
But it's still Power.
I felt like that. But, you know, I'm still addicted. And the most recent episode, Proctor's daughter and Tommy spent a lot of time together. What can I say? Basically, characters like Tommy ain't living happily ever after.
No, you saw Joseph posted himself with a Tommy season one hat on. And I was like, oh, you're trying to throw us off the scent here.
Yeah,
make it seem like Tommy lived. I don't know.
Tommy gonna make a U-turn at some point.
Yeah, I don't know. Tommy, I think we're gonna see Tommy in the last episode get put into the ground.
He gonna make a U-turn eventually. I'm liking what I'm hearing about the potential spinoffs.
Oh, Ghost.
I'm happy that Method Man is going to join the team.
Mm-hmm.
Mary J. Blige as well.
What do you think about our man's theory about the girl whose boyfriend James St. Patrick's killed in the first episode, never left town and killed him?
Thank you for the call. We appreciate the support. Thank you for the love. Power is my favorite show. I don't think after all of these seasons, somebody like her.
Bring her back?
Has what it takes.
No.
To kill Ghost.
No. I like the theory. I've never heard it before. But, like, that's, you don't do that.
But let me tell you a scent that can be confusing. So I had to go back and watch multiple times.
A scent that can be confusing.
Correct.
Okay.
Because on one hand, it's they're giving you that Ghost is dead.
A scent that can be confusing.
And then on the other hand, it's who shot Ghost, which doesn't mean that he died. Yeah, scents can be confused.
I'm confused by this scent. Yeah. Tense. What's confusing about the scent?
Because do you gather if Ghost is actually dead or not.
No, I don't think he's dead.
Okay, but you hear them saying...
There's who shot him, who killed Ghost.
Yeah. Correct.
Yeah, Ghost is
especially
dead.
In the Paz episode.
Duh. What,
that was the first time I
heard
that.
What is the spinoff called? Ghost. So unless they're doing an origin story Ghost, something tells me Ghost is still alive.
Can I just say something that... And IG and Twitter... Interactive, correct me if I'm wrong.
I gotta get on the IG and like your stream.
Flat
comment.
Out.
I'm a comment.
I gotta say this, and correct me if I'm wrong.
Oh, whoa.
It's some amazing characters on Power. Everybody know that's my favorite show. Tommy need a spinoff.
I don't know.
I didn't want to say that while he was here, because I didn't want to put him in the middle or make it awkward for him.
No.
But as somebody that watches the show, I could argue that clearly Ghost and Tommy, to me, are the number one and two characters of the show.
No, of course. The whole show's built around
that. Right? You have to keep Tommy a part of it. So him driving off into the sunset, I wasn't mad at that. You know why? Because that lets me know that he can now come back.
Jalen, let's listen to another voicemail.
What up, Jalen and Jacoby? This is Mar from Cashville, Tennessee. So I have a question for both of you. This is the situation I'm in. This past holiday season, my girl and I decided to hit both of our families' Thanksgiving. Now, we live together, and my family lives about an hour and a half east of us, and her family lives about 2 hours west of where we are. So it was a lot of driving. Luckily, she looks like Jacoby. I look like Jalen, so... Her family ate super early. We were able to hit both. My question is, am I going to have to drive to two Thanksgivings for the rest of my life, or should we pick and choose? What's the deal there? Thank you, guys.
I don't like long drives. And that sounds like a 3.5-hour drive between meals. No. When y'all gets Thanksgiving, when y'all Christmas, we'll rotate. Or I'll show up on Friday, eat some leftovers.
Thank you for the call. Appreciate the love. Y'all got to make that more efficient.
Yeah.
Can't be in the car on holiday.
No, you can't be doing that. You're doing too much. See, you set the bar too high already,
yeah,
Marv.
Yeah.
They're early in their relationship. Yeah. That's what happened. They're early in their relationship, so they're trying to do everything and make everybody happy and appease everybody. At some point, it's about your own happiness.
Too much driving, Marv.
Too much driving. And also, let's be honest. Just
eating.
Dog.
And you look like me. I know you get getting the itis after you eat.
Here's the thing. Listen, I'm allowed to say this. You go to the Black Thanksgiving, the food's going to be better. We all know this, but no one wants to say it. Go to the Black Thanksgiving, the food's going to be better. Even your girl will be like, yeah, you're right. It's going to be better. I don't know why you're laughing. You know that to be true.
So much.
You know that to be true. So if you're going to pick between a White Thanksgiving and a Black Thanksgiving, you got to pick one.
Let me take it a step further.
What's that?
Go to the Black Thanksgiving, then you go to the White Christmas.
There you go. There you go.
Because usually the history of our country, they credit is a lot better overall.
That's fair. Also, they live in Cashville, Tennessee. Cashville or Nashville? I thought they said Cashville.
That's the nickname.
Good for Marv.
Too much driving, Marv.
Yeah, Marv. I don't like
too much
drive.
Eating, especially if you have
stop
beverages.
And get gas. Yeah. You can't drink at the first Thanksgiving.
No.
It's too much.
Here's what you do, Marv. Y'all host either Christmas or Thanksgiving, and then you go to somebody else's.
Yeah, you mix it up. You don't want to set a tradition. You know what I mean? You don't want to set a repetition tradition that someone will be upset that you don't do again. So if you go to two for 3 years in a row, they're going to expect you to do that. But if you keep mixing it up on them, 1 year we're going to go to Christmas at your house, 1 year Thanksgiving at your house, 1 year we're out of town on vacation. So you just keep it mixed up. So they say, what are you going to do this year? You can switch it up on them. You never want to set the expectations that you're going to do something every single year.
And Marv, you're probably missing one of the greatest Thanksgiving traditions. In the history of the United States of America.
Oh, watching the Lions lose?
Watching the Lions game.
Watching the Lions lose. What's their record on Thanksgiving the last five Thanksgivings?
5-0.
Yo, the Lions could have used Eli Manning. They didn't pull him out of retirement?
Eli He barely deserves to be a Hall of Famer. He should.
That's
get
what
in.
Everybody talks about, but we know he's going in.
He'll get in.
People love to argue about the Hall of Fame. Reggie loves to argue about the Hall of Fame. We did this last night too. The rec league team, is Eli Manning a Hall of Famer? He's going in.
He getting in.
So why are we even going to argue about it? We could have a conversation about it, but he's going to go in.
He's going in.
He's going in for sure. Jalen, a couple things. Number one, disappointed John Moran's not going to be in the dunk contest.
I'm not. I'm happy for him.
He got to be in the dunk contest.
No, he doesn't.
He got to be.
I need him resting.
Get the people what they want.
Run playoff run.
Get the people what they want.
It ain't like the game is in Memphis.
Get the people what they want.
No.
And now we got Dwight Howard. I love that he's in the dunk contest. You saw what he said recently?
He said a lot of things.
He wants Kobe Bryant to join him. Throw him a pass or something in the dunk contest. And he wants Laker Nation to make it happen.
Kobe Bryant ain't about those shenanigans, dog.
Yeah, Kobe Bryant's not going to throw you an alley-oop off the backboard.
I remember being
First of all, he might not even be in Chicago.
A spectator when Kobe participated in the dunk contest.
Oh, yeah?
Had on a cold Coogee, too.
You did?
Down to the socks. Rings and watch filled with rocks. It was in Ohio, I think, in Cleveland.
We only got time for a couple more voicemails. Let's listen to another.
Yo, what's up, Jalen Jacoby? This is Will from the Bronx. Quick question. I guess it's a soft move or a boss move. I was having a debate with a friend. I used a quote Jalen said, don't call yourself an adult till every bill is in your name. My friend was 27. His argument was that Netflix and Hulu are paid for by his parents. Was that a soft move or a boss move? And, you know, at a certain age, still having your parents pay for your Netflix or Hulu account. I stood firm on my decision. I thought that was still a soft move. I'd love to get y'all take on it, man. Be easy. Keep getting them checks. Get the people what they want. One.
What up, though, Will from the Bronx, the birth of hip hop. I pay homage every time I ride past there. Without hip hop, I don't know what my life would look like. I don't know what this culture would be like. Shout to the BX forever. Bronx River, rolling thick. It's a soft move.
Wrong.
If you're an adult and your bills are in somebody else's name, especially your parents, soft move.
Hold on. If it's a telephone bill, if it's a light bill, if it's a car note, if it's anything, I understand. But these streaming services, first of all, you need to hire me for $1 billion. You hire me at Amazon. You hire me at Netflix. First thing I do, I go right to the CEO. I go, here's the thing. Seven people are using your product, but only one person's paying for it. You got to develop the technology where people can't be passing around passwords for all this stuff because you're rich. You don't worry if you don't do these things. But like you got Netflix password. Just everybody riding off of that.
I do. I use Molly's.
Exactly. Everyone uses it. It's like we got to figure out the technology. If you can stream every movie that's ever been recorded to my phone anywhere I am on the planet, you can also figure out how to keep that exclusive to me. Verification to your phone. Every time you log in, send a verification text to the phone. Guess what? If my homeboy who stole my account information sends me a text saying, what's the verification code you just got? I'm not responding with it. How hard is that? If I get logged out of my Twitter or Facebook account, I log back in, verification code sent to my phone. That should be, that they should do that. You know what? I just gave away literally a $1 billion idea. Literally a $1 billion idea. Why don't they do this? It's so simple.
So stealing and piracy for me is different than actual functioning bills.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, this is like, the Netflix thing is so easy to pass on. It's like, why would I open up my own account when my parents are already paying for one? It's $4.99 a month. That's different than when you say every bill's in your name. I don't think you're talking about, like, streaming services.
Correct. But also, we're here to inspire and encourage. And the reason why I say that is you can do it. You can take care of yourself. You work really hard.
Yeah.
Your goals and dreams can come true. Whether you want to be an entrepreneur, whatever profession you want to work in, we're here to motivate.
Yes.
And I'm not motivating if I'm like, put all the, your light bill in your brother name, your phone bill in your uncle name. Like, you ain't an adult.
No. Don't you dare put stuff in your kids' names. Don't you dare.
Oh.
Don't you dare.
I know. People do it.
Put stuff in your kids' names.
I know. People do it.
Another thing is this. While we're motivating Jalen Rose, let's say your goal is to be an entrepreneur and start a huge business, right? That's your long-term goal. You need to break down the small steps that will get you there. Because a lot of times people just want to leap. They want to leap to the finish line of the marathon. You know what I mean? But you got to take each and every individual step. So get your long-term goals together. Get your short-term goals that support your long-term goals. And then you get your immediate actions that support your short-term goals.
Well, here's the number one immediate action. Before your goals happen, you still got to work.
Get a job. Yeah, get a job. That's step one. Step one, get a job. Step one, get a job.
Right?
Don't hand me a card that makes you the CEO and president of a record label that doesn't exist.
Let me see. You're not working. Oh, okay. Well, then you're going to have problems paying your bills.
Yes. And you know what? It's going to be like, you have problems getting hired. You're probably going to have problems starting a Fortune 500 company if you're not working.
Because in our country, the dynamics of education have gone to the point where the majority of society works in a different profession than they have their degree. And their major.
Mm-hmm.
So there's people out here that majored in business, but you're not necessarily working in that field or marketing or whatever your major is. So keep grinding until your goal happens, because it will happen. Your goal will happen.
Jalen,
stay encouraged.
I have a question for you.
Yes, sir.
What was the scent that was confusing?
The scent that was confusing. What was the topic?
Power on the plan.
Oh.
So, yo, we're going to be back. We're going to give people what they want next week.
Yes.
Let's do it. Let's do a pod. Let's do a pod.
You want to do it on
the 30th? Let's do a birthday special.
Thursday the 30th?
Thursday the 30th. The staff in LA is like, yo, we didn't plan this.
Only reason why I want to do it.
We didn't have it scheduled.
Why do I want to do a show?
So we can celebrate your birthday the whole time.
Yeah.
We can talk about your birthday.
Yes.
We'll get people to call in and give you great wishes.
Yes.
Yeah, you know how it's going to be. It's going to be a Jalen Rose celebration.
People don't give me nothing for Christmas.
Yeah. So I'm not giving you nothing for your birthday.
I know. Love.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No doubt. Always got that for you, brother.
Love.
So we'll be back sometime next week. Why is that, Jalen Rose?
How about the fact that I brought out the bat with the do-rag and the fitted today? We're not done. We're not done. We're not done.